you know what it means to give yourself some grace? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I'm finding that this new world in which we are all now trying to find our way requires a lot of grace. Grace we give others and grace we give ourselves. Just learning to overlook some things that irritate us, letting go of some expectations from others, sometimes letting some small inappropriate behavior go because we understand the increased stress we're all under. This week, I've continued the story of Fran and Jesus on the job, a story I began in order to show us how to take full advantage of the truth that Jesus never leaves us or forsakes us, and we need to acknowledge and rely on His presence all the time. As Fran's routine has changed to a stay-at-home mother and a work-at-home employee, wearing both hats 24/7 has proven challenging. Stressful situations like that very easily bring out the worst in us. But with the kids' agreement and suggestions, they've established some new guidelines and agreed to some new boundaries so that Fran will have the uninterrupted time she needs to do her job and the kids will have her undivided attention at other times. "Mom," Drew says, "it's time for you to quit work now so we can go to the store." Fran realizes that Drew is right, that is on their schedule, so she leaves her dining room office and they pile in the car for some needed shopping and, of course, supper at their favorite chicken restaurant. The kids see this new arrangement as a big plus, and Fran realizes she got so much more done today because they stayed with the program. So this episode of Fran and Jesus on the Job is just a reminder that even in these uncharted waters, Jesus is right there with us. And while it's all new to us, it's not to Jesus. If you find yourself a bit more frustrated than usual, give yourself some grace. Pray about it, and with God's help, do all you can to not take your frustrations out on others. But if you don't succeed every time, confess it and then let it go. When you give yourself some grace, I believe it makes you more aware and willing to give grace to others. We need grace upon grace to help each other through these times. I want to remind you that our program is now available in Spanish. So let your Spanish-speaking friends know that they can find the daily devotionals on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. And remember, we would be privileged to pray for you. You can submit your prayer request through our website or email us at christianworkingwoman.org.